Welcome to Beyond the Boarding Pass, the show that takes you behind the scenes of travel. Each episode, we uncover the stories and people that make every journey unforgettable. Whether you're a frequent flyer or just love to explore, let's find out what lies beyond the boarding pass. Beyond the Boarding Pass is proudly sponsored by Your Travel and Tours Carpeting. Hello, everybody. Nice to have you back for today's edition of Beyond the Boarding Pass. Our boarding pass is looking a little bit different today. We don't have a gate number, so we're not at the airport. We're actually heading to a port today and a dock. We're heading to Scandinavia and we're going to embark on a journey with the one and only Viking. It's my pleasure to welcome to you Steve. He's the commercial manager for Viking in New Zealand. Hi, Steve.
Morning, Max. How are you today?
I'm very well, very well. First of all, I must say congratulations on all of the awards. I hear you've been nominated best cruise line yet again there at Viking.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, very lucky to work for a multi-award winning organisation.
How many awards is that now? A lot.
Oh, I think I lost count.
Yeah,
globally, but,
I would say. No, it's great. It's great to have you on. And I'm sure our listeners are going to be very excited to hear more about Viking. A lot of them will have heard of you, I'm sure, but maybe not know all the inside scoop. So we're very much looking forward to finding out about you and about Viking today. So, Steve, just for the listeners to get to know you a little bit better, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you found your way into the travel and cruise industry?
Sure. I've been, some people say I look younger than I am, Max. I've been in the travel industry for nearly 40 years now. I got into cruising 29 years ago when we only had two ships in our waters, and it has certainly grown a lot, as I'm sure you're aware, over those periods of time. And I've been with Viking now for 8 years.
Oh,
and on heart, the best 8 years of my 40-year career.
Oh, that's amazing. And when you say you started when there were only two ships on the waters, are you referring to your time with Viking or pre-Viking?
No. When I started 29 years ago, basically QE2 came in, and I think our P&O's UK Oriana. And
wow.
You know, had one ship in Australia.
And wow.
That was pretty much it. On a seasonal basis, they used to come in on their world cruises. So
there wow.
Really any cruise infrastructure here in New Zealand or Australia, really to speak of. And then I think in the late 90s, there were some ships that started coming into New Zealand.
That's really interesting because even as a travel agent today, when clients come in, and I'm sure listeners who cruise will agree with me that when you're looking for a cruise and you're trying to find a departure on a certain day in Australia and New Zealand, we feel today that there's limited choice. So when you think about there only being a couple in the area years ago, actually we shouldn't be moaning, should we? We've got quite a lot more than we used to have.
Oh, it's just, yeah, it's grown tenfold, and it's great. It's great for the economies. It's great for the local tour operators, and it's great for people who want to cruise closer to home, but then they also realise there's all these options overseas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, there are so much option, isn't there, Steve? Yeah, definitely. So before you joined Viking, what were you up to in the cruise industry?
Well, my first job was selling Queensland as a holiday destination.
Oh.
And, I got into cruising a company back in the day called Norwegian Capricorn Line. It was a venture designed by Australian lady called Serena Bratton, and it was really just to offer a four-star product in the local market, and coincidentally the ship that we leased was an old Royal Viking Line ship, which our founder of Viking, Torsten Hagen, used to be the CEO of Royal Viking Line, which was quite a prominent luxury cruise line back in the 80s and 90s. So my indirect affiliation with Torsten Hagen started way back.
Yeah. We've been your path was lined and you didn't realize at the time you had the connections. Already. Yes, it was. Oh, great. And then clearly you joined Viking, as you said, it's been the best 8 years for you. Were you the first member of staff of Viking here in New Zealand, Steve?
Based in New Zealand, yes. Yeah. We have an office in Sydney. That's yeah. where we have to book all of our product through. So Viking is global. We have a booking office in Los Angeles. We have a booking office in London. And we have a booking office in Sydney. So anyone in Asia and New Zealand and Australia have to go through our Sydney office. But they used to send people over from time to time to service the New Zealand market, but they saw an opportunity. The rest is history, really.
Yes.
We sort of push well above our weight compared to some of the states in Australia. So, and that is, I think, down to the company and the marketing we do. What I'm allowed to do, and I certainly am kept very busy, but also the relationship I have with the travel trade and yourselves to be able to go out and market and speak to your customers like this.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? That link's great. And listeners out there, you may or may not be aware, we've been able to take a few clients onto Viking Ocean ships when she's been or when they've been in port, and our clients have been able to have a look around and share the story and then experience the cruises for themselves. And I know certainly Steve and Astor, we've got clients who, you know, have sailed on multiple Viking cruises on the river and on the oceans, and it's all they want to do now. So for our listeners that have heard of Viking but aren't really aware of what makes Viking different than other cruise lines and what they're all about, Could you give us an idea and a few pointers on that?
Certainly. I think the main one is we're not for everyone. And that is precisely the point. And that is where, I guess, from river, we evolved into ocean and from ocean into now expedition. We do things a little bit differently because we're not your mainstream cruise line. So we try not to be everything to everyone. And there's a lot of things that we don't do.
Okay.
And I do a lot of presentations around the country, and I try and list off our no list because there's some key points. For example, no kids under 18.
No kids under 18, so no families.
No family. Well, we can have adult families.
Oh, okay. Yep.
No children under 18.
Understood.
No casinos. No photographers. No art auctions. No buckets of air by the pool. No umbrellas in your drinks. No inside cabins on ocean. No commercialism. And what we like to say is no nickel and diming. So when you pay your cruise fare, we give you everything you need and nothing you don't. And where that plays is, for example, we provide drinks with lunch and dinner. So you have beer, wine, and soft drinks included with your lunch and dinner. If you want more, you can purchase it. So we have a drinks package, which is extremely good value for money, or you can pay as you go. We have on ocean and expedition, we have a fantastic Nordic spa. That is all complimentary to use, which is very rare on a ship. However, if you want a massage or a treatment, you book and pay for that. So again, we have included excursions. So in all products, a included excursion in every port. It's generally a guided walking tour, town tour, coach tour of the town, village, or city that you're in. So you get some bearings, you get some history, maybe a little bit of exercise. But if you want to go further afield and a deeper into that destination, you can book and pay for another excursion. So that's where we give you everything you need and nothing you don't sort of comes from. So you know, some products are all inclusive, but you're paying for that. And you may not want it all. So we give you the things that you really need.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like rather than have all-inclusive drinks, you know, if people don't drink much, they've got their inclusive package. And if they want more drinks, they pay, like you said, your very reasonably priced drinks package on top. And as far as the ships themselves go, Steve, what makes them stand out? Where how do they fit? Are they very large? Do they have lots of open space?
The ships are perfected. So starting with the river, the Viking longships, which are our main ships on the waterways of Europe, they accommodate 190 passengers. They are a patented design. And if anyone knows or sees one of our river ships, they'll notice there is a deck out the front on level 3, and we call that the Aquavite Terrace. Aquavite is a Norwegian liqueur.
I wondered where the name came from. Norwegian, do you drink Aquavit on the Aquavit Terrace?
No. It's a fermented potato liqueur.
Okay. Oh, right, okay.
A very acquired taste.
I don't think I'll be wanting that.
But on level three, on every other river ship, there is just a small bow area. So the ship has been designed to maximize space. So underneath the Aquavie Terrace, you've actually got the working galley and kitchen. So we can accommodate more staterooms. But also, we have the sun deck, which is on level four. On occasion, when there's a low bridge or the rivers are running a bit high and we're closer to the other bridges crossing the rivers, the sun deck gets closed down. Now, every river cruise line has to be able to do that for safety purposes. We are the only river cruise line to have an area out on level three at the front, which accommodates alfresco dining. But you can sit out there, read a book, take a view, and see the world go by when the sun deck is closed. No other cruise line is able to do that. Inside the ship, our corridors are actually off-center, which means when you go from your standard stateroom, which is at water level, and again, every river cruise line has a standard stateroom, we come up to level two. On the shorter side of the ship, instead of giving you a window, we're giving you a full wall of glass with a ranch slider and a French balcony balustrade. Same services that every other stateroom enjoys, just a slightly smaller stateroom. When you cross the corridor, the stateroom is longer, more wider, and that's where we can accommodate a sitting area inside and a private little veranda on the outside of that stateroom, still all within the beam or the width of the ship. So this is where some of the innovations have come from for our river ships. We've got smaller ships in Egypt. We have 10 brand new 80-passenger river ships on the Nile. We've got two fantastic ships on the Mekong. We've got a fantastic ship on the Mississippi now, also including the Ohio River. We've got five purpose-built smaller vessels on the Douro River in Portugal. They hold 106 passengers. Still the same design as the longship. We call them our short longships. We have five purpose-built ships for the Seine River in Paris, for our Paris and Heart of Normandy. And the reason for that, slightly smaller, so 170 passengers instead of 190. They're slightly shorter. They have a shallower draft because we're the only river cruise line to berth in the center of Paris, literally 10 minutes walk from the Eiffel Tower. So we've developed this product to give our customers the best experience that we can.
That sounds great.
And then we move into ocean. So we have 13 identical under 1,000 passenger, all veranda ocean vessels. And then we have our two fantastic expedition ships, Viking Atlantis and Viking Polaris. They hold 378 guests. They have 260 crew to manage that. And that's purposely designed for that comfort and safety. And we visit Antarctic Peninsula, coastal South America. We go inside all five Great Lakes of Canada and North America. And we do the high Arctic out of Greenland. And those two ships have been purpose-built to accommodate soft adventure, expedition-type cruising.
And are the expedition ships a mirror image of each other? So if our listeners were looking at an itinerary, you know, like with some cruise lines, they're looking at an itinerary, but they're also looking at the ship and they're comparing them. With Viking, my understanding is that the ships are similar, if not identical to each other. Is that correct?
The two expedition ships are absolutely identical.
Yep.
The 13 ocean vessels, so 11 are identical.
Yeah.
12 and 13 are slightly larger by 35 staterooms. And the reason for that is they have been built to accommodate hydrogen fuel cells.
Oh.
We're now moving into a zero emission solution.
Okay.
Viking Libra, and she's going to be launched in November of this year. She will have a hydrogen propulsion. And then our next six ocean vessels and Viking Astrea would be launched in early next year. She will also have hydrogen propulsion.
So none of them on the waterways have it yet, but they're going to be coming through in the new ships.
On the river ships are hybrid anyway already.
Yeah.
The ocean vessels, the new ocean vessels, will have hydrogen propulsion.
Wow, that sounds amazing. It's the ships are developing fast, aren't they, with the changes and tweaks? Yeah, and is that our Viking? Do Viking have any special like environment projects that they work within or towards? Is this part of a a big picture you're aiming to? Yeah.
I think the hydrogen, it's if world's first. So Viking Libra will be the world's first.
Wow.
Vessel. So we have shore power where we can. We have there's scrubbers and all the funnels. There's you know, there's a lot of innovation. There's recycling and there's things that we try and keep. Bottled water. So fresh water in bottle, glass bottles on board ocean and river as well inside the stateroom. So we try and look after the environment. It's part of one of our ethos. Statements that our owner Torsten Hagen has promoted.
Fabulous. And do you work closely with the local communities with your shore excursions and things like that?
Oh, for sure. Yes, when we come into New Zealand, obviously we have excursions that are purchased and provided from local tour operators. And then obviously wherever else we go, we use the local operators for those excursions.
And I don't know whether, do you watch Country Calendar, Steve?
Funny enough, I do.
You do, because
I know what you're going to say here.
Yeah, and I actually confess I didn't see this episode, but my colleague Lee came into work the other day having watched Country Calendar and saying, oh, did you know that the wool from New Zealand is used in some of the fabrics on Vikings ships? And I was like, oh, no. So that was kind of exciting news for us to hear. Were you aware of that, Steve?
I actually was watching it at the time and I recorded it and I sent it to Sydney to send to head office in Los Angeles. Little did I know that the wool came from Waiheri Station in the Wairarapa.
Isn't that great?
In actual fact, we sail past it every summer when our ships cruise between Wellington and Napier to head around between our Australia and New Zealand itineraries. We actually sail past Waiheri Station, so that was quite special to see the throws that we have on all of our beds, on all of our ships, and also in the lounges and in the pool areas on the decks is phenomenal. So I'll be able to tell that story.
Yeah, that might be one of the reasons why you were saying, you know, that Viking has just boomed in New Zealand with its popularity. Maybe it's because we feel so comfortable when we go to sleep at night because we have that home from home, you know, blanket, and we just want to go back and experience more comfort. Yeah.
Well, I'll use it. I don't know if anyone else will believe me, but I'll use it.
Yeah, Lee will believe you. She's seen it. And touching on my colleague Lee, and for the listeners out there, I know some of you will know Lee and your book with Lee. She's our in-house Viking expert, and she travels with Viking herself, having gone on one of their ocean cruises. And one thing that Lee brought back to the office for us, Steve, was you know, you mentioned all of the great things about the ships, but there's also referring to ocean cruising now and Lee's experience, it was some of the little extra things that she thought was absolutely amazing, like underfloor heating in the bathroom. She just thought was the greatest little thing ever. And she mentioned about the Nordic spa and how it was designed, and you pull the little chain with the bucket in. And so there must be a lot of thought into the tiny little components of the design on the ship. Are there any others like what she may have mentioned that you can think of?
Yeah, most certainly. The attention to detail that we offer is quite phenomenal. Going back to the stateroom in the bathrooms. So in addition to your tiled floor, we have self-demisting mirrors. That's a big help because they're really small bathrooms.
Yep.
In river, we have glass doors. We do not have, and that's something else we don't do on Viking anywhere, is sticky shower curtains. Mm-hmm. And the river bathrooms are a little bit smaller than usual because it's a small ship, so you're not going to get a massive bathroom. But they've been designed very well. They have got two glass doors, so when you finish your shower, you pull both glass doors open inwards to the shower, which then pretty much doubles your floor space, and then you can move around, dry yourself. In ocean staterooms, in addition to the heated floors, these are much larger bathrooms. They're a very big size of bathroom. Specifically, because the stateroom is larger, because we don't have inside cabins, we can build these stateroom bathrooms on ocean a lot larger, then give you a larger bathroom. So you've got your demisting mirrors, you've got your tiled floors. In the bathroom, you actually have a shelf, a little shelf that you can put your foot on so you can wash yourself, shave yourself, whatever it may be. Just little things like that make a big difference.
Mm.
You can put your amenities on that shelf. The taps are designed. One way is the pressure, the other way is hot and cold. So again, very easy to use. Mr. Hagen designed the amenities in the bathroom. So you get your usual shampoos, conditioners, body lotion. They are in nice little squeezable containers and they have big text so you don't have to wear your glasses.
I've had to do that. I've had to put my glasses on in the shower to determine what's the shampoo and what's the conditioner. That's so true.
We stay in a lot of hotels, and Mr. Hagen stayed in a lot of hotels. And those little containers that have those little tinfoil tops, you know, and you can't pull them off because they're too slippery.
Yeah.
So you bite them off with your tooth, and your tooth goes all tingly. And this is why he designs these things the way they are.
Oh.
We've got USB ports in addition to plugs. So on all of our vessels, you have US and European plugs. So you will have to take an adapter. Some of the lights just die off instead of switch off. So we've got small night lights under the under a doorway by the bathroom, so you don't have to turn the lights on and wake your partner up, or have the bright light if you're going to the bathroom at night. You've got a small night light that you can turn on. So a lot of little things that make a big difference.
Mm.
On expedition, next to your wardrobe, we've installed a dehumidifying closet. So when you come back on the board after being ashore, you may have been sleeted on, snowed on, splashed on by, when you're coming back to the ship on the Zodiac or the special ops boat, you can get back into your stateroom. You can pop all your wet weather gear into that dehumidifying closet, push the button, light comes on, close the door, and then it's nice and dry for your next day's expedition. That's an industry first for that style of product. So there's a lot of little innovations around the ships.
There is, Steve. And for our listeners today who are starting to learn more about Viking and perhaps feeling a little bit inspired and want to learn a little bit more and see a little bit more, what avenues can they access to find out more about Viking and start looking into whether it's something that they would like to do? What's the best ways for them to look?
Well, I think primarily pay a visit to your travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
They are, they're plentiful, and obviously we're dealing with your travel today. They're experienced, and I try and portray this in my presentations because it is very important to use, not only because they're local, but as you know, it's a business, it's a career, it's not a lifestyle, and your knowledge of not just cruises, but airfares, logistics of getting around the world. Travel insurance is another important one. So you can look after their entire package. Before they go, pay you a visit, maybe have a look on our website. It is very straightforward and simple. There's river, ocean, and expedition all on one website. There is itineraries, there is pricing, there is all the information you need. The ship information is there. There's ship tours that they can, clients can have a look through. So it is a wealth of information.
Mm.
We have some fantastic brochures that they can pick up from your office.
Yes, we've got, for listeners out there who are looking for some brochures, we, in advance of our talk with Steve today, we've fully stocked up on expedition, ocean and river brochures. So if anyone wants to come and pick those up to have a flick through and see the images of the things we've been discussing in depth today, then feel free to pop into your travel carpety and we can certainly pass those on. Yes.
There's a wealth of information.
Mm.
So the website, brochures, and then obviously yourselves.
And you do a few webinars for people who are interested in the cruises too? Can they log on and listen and do interactive?
Yes, actual fact, we have one coming up
on
Alaska.
Oh, great. When's that, Steve?
That is on...
Steve's just looking at his calendar, listeners. Hold on. He's under pressure.
Tuesday the 23rd of June.
Tuesday the 23rd of June. Okay, so that
you can register them through your travel, register them on the event, and then they can just log on. And some of my colleagues in Australia are going to be presenting everything about Alaska and our Alaska program.
Is there another one? Because our listeners is going to be July by it's going to be July by now.
there will be.
Yeah. Okay. Watch this space.
Maybe get in touch with you and your travel.
Yeah.
So you can then advise, because they will be out.
Yeah. No. Again, for the listeners out there, Your Travel do have a cruise club, Your Travel Cruise Club, and it's dedicated to people who want to travel on the waterways, river, expedition or ocean. So if you can contact us and register to be part of that club, and you will get first news on all of the releases like the webinars with Viking that we can prompt you on and register you for. So yeah, we can certainly do that too. Steve, I've heard Viking referred to as the thinking person's cruise. Is that the correct statement? And what does that mean?
Yes, it is. Our founder, Chairman Torsten Hagen, loves to use Viking as the thinking person's cruise because we've perfected the ships. Well, we think we have.
Right.
A lot of our passengers also think we have because they keep coming back to us. But we try and provide a product that is more destination focused and included in the shore excursions, whether they be the included ones or the ones that you pre-purchase.
Mm.
We have an onboard cultural curricula program on all products, so on ocean, river and expedition. And that's where we invite locals to come on board and present, maybe do a presentation, whether it be dance, music, food, and it's all about the local region. So even when the ships come to New Zealand, so we have two ships, Viking Orion and Viking Venus, that come down to New Zealand and Australia over the summer. We have some New Zealand experts that jump on in Australia because our first port of call is Dunedin until they make their way up to Auckland. So they come on and they present about New Zealand history, Maori culture, and everything about New Zealand's flora and fauna, the wildlife and so forth. So our guests on board can get to learn about where they're traveling. Mm. And that's the same for if you're on a river cruise going through Europe, we will have locals that come on, whether they be dancers or food experts or singers, you get to experience something that's from the local flavour.
Sounds fabulous. I can see why Lee enjoyed herself so much, and it will be something that I'm going to have to head to trying to try for myself at some point. Sounds really lovely. And Steve, normally we finish up our radio show with a question that leaves people thinking and pondering the final statement. But I know you've got some even better news for our listeners today, haven't you? Is any word of a little special offer you're bringing out for us?
we for anyone who's listening that quotes your show,
Beyond the Boarding Pass, is the words we need to hear.
Beyond the Boarding Pass.
Yeah.
Vikings Beyond the Boarding Pass with Max. And makes a reservation within 2 weeks of hearing the show, we will give a small discount in addition to what is in market. So if you make a reservation for 15 days or less, we'll give you a $200 per stateroom saving. Or if it's 16 days or more, we will give you a $400 per stateroom saving. And that's for new bookings only made within 2 weeks of your show airing.
Yep, and that doesn't include the playbacks on Spotify next year. It includes just the live show and the repeat later on in the week. So so that's really great. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate that. So if you anyone interested in coming along to find out more about Viking, if you do deposit your holiday with Your Travel in the next fortnight, you can have those extra discounts on your experience, which is fabulous. And thank you Steve, and thank you Viking for that special offer. It's very much appreciated, as is your time, Steve. It's been wonderful to talk to you, and uncover more about Viking and everything about them. I'm sure our listeners have really enjoyed learning about the cruises and the river cruises and the expedition cruises. And we're ready to see everyone come in and collect their brochures and hopefully get you out on the vessels themselves and experiencing all these things that Steve's been sharing with us today. So thank you very much, Steve, for your time.
Thanks, Max. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, and we look forward to watching this space and seeing all these new super ships come out in the future. I'm sure there's going to be many more innovations we're going to see come from Viking. Beyond the Boarding Pass is proudly sponsored by Your Travel and Tours Carpety.
This program was produced at and first aired on Coast Access Radio with support from Erirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air. You can listen back to this and many other programs on coastaccessradio.org.nz, Spotify, iHeart and Apple Podcasts.